Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabert, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Now, here we go, y'all. I wrote this little churchy song just to let somebody know that no matter what's happening in our society, you still have the victory, huh? Through Jesus Christ our Lord. So don't let this world and this system take you out of the game, huh? You are victorious. Say it like this. Come on, say it, y'all.
I can't give up.
I can't give up.
I can't give in.
I'm not gonna give in.
I won't turn back.
I won't turn back. I won't turn back.
I'm built to win.
So God, you built me to win. Come on, say it again.
I can't give up.
I can't give up right now. I've come too far.
I can't give in.
I'm not gonna give in and just do it.
I won't turn back.
I got a road ahead of me that God wants me to go to.
You're keeping us alive. We say thank you. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, to rule and reign another awesome Sunday morning where the word of the Lord comes alive. And we say thank you. for waking us up this morning, clothing our right mind, the mind to know who we are and who we belong to. We belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He's our bright and morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to say thank you, Lord God. We come to lift you up, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You say, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you. So we come to lift you up this morning. Welcome you in our services on today, from the pulpit to the back door to the children's church today. Have your way, Lord God. Deliver and set free today, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. We will continue to look to the hills where cometh our help. Our help comes from you. Our strength comes from you. Our peace comes from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what's going on around us, we still have peace in you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And I just come to thank you this morning, Lord God, that I have eyes to see, ears to hear. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I just come to thank you that I have a roof over my head, food in the refrigerator. I say thank you, Lord. I thank you for your grace and mercy, how it sustained us last night as we slept in slumber. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come pleading the blood of Jesus over this line today to drive off every spirit if not of the Holy Spirit, and welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We just thank you, Lord God, and we didn't get a 911 call on last night. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Our loved ones are still in the land of the living. We say thank you. Or we just come pleading the blood, the healing blood, the delivering blood, the redeeming blood, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just bless your name today, God. And we say thank you. We plead the blood of Jesus over every nursing home, every hospital, every sick and shut-in, Lord God. We say thank you. You're making house calls on today. We say thank you. You're going from floor to floor in the hospitals, creating miracle signs and wonders. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We thank you for forgiving us of sins of omission, commission, and mumbling, grumbling, and complaining, Lord God. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we plead the blood of Jesus over Washington, D.C., Lord God, over the White House, Lord God, over Biden, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood over his mind today, Lord God. Oh, we plead the blood, the healing blood over his mind, deliver and set him free in his mind today, Lord God. Place the right people in his path, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, and we say, have your way, Lord God. Vice President, cover up with the blood, Lord God, and their entire family, Lord God. And we say thank you. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Lord God. We come to magnify your name today, Lord God. We plead the blood over our neighborhoods today, Lord God. Drive out the violence in our neighborhoods, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our walls should be salvation and our gates should be praise. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we say thank you. Thank you for all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you for our relatives, Lord God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you for the visionary of this line, Lord God. Continuously pour back into him as we pour into your people, Lord God. All over the land, Lord God. Have your way today, God. Keep your arms around Mom and Dad Matthews, Lord God, the whole time Matthew family, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, keep your arms around Mother Sydney and her entire family, Lord God. Evangelist Wilkes and her entire family, Lord God, cover them with the blood. Oh, we say thank you. Rita, Lord God, cover her and her family with the blood, Lord God. She faithfully works behind the scene, Lord God, so continue to keep your arms around them, God. Keep them from seen and unseen danger, Lord God. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We lift up our neighbors to you today, Lord God. We ask you to cover and keep them, Lord God. Keep them in perfect peace, Lord God. Place the right people in their path that will draw them to you, Lord God, by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. Let our light so shine today, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we say have your way today, Lord God. We come to thank you, Lord God, for you continuously healing cancer today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, because you are Dr. Jesus. You are the great physician. Huh? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Because the spirit of the living God can go where medicine can't go. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. The spirit of the living God can go where doctors can't go. The spirit of the living God can go where x-rays can't show. You can go to the root of the matter. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Lord God. We just come to holler your name today, Lord God. We come to cast all our cares upon your shoulder because you're equipped to carry every burden and every weight, Lord God. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Order our footsteps today. Lead and direct us today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just bless your name for a breaker anointing, destroying every yoke, every pain, every burden today, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, help us to love like you love and help us to hate what you hate, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, we bless your name today, Lord God. We thank you that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. Every tongue rise up shall be condemned. We thank you that we are that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved or plucked up. We say thank you, Lord. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every airplane, every train, every bus, every mean of transportation today. Cover and keep, Lord God. We bind up accidents in the mighty name of Jesus, and we loosen the Holy Spirit to rule and reign. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, we worship and honor. Thank you, oh, Father, for the war. Also, the building, we want to thank you for waking us up this morning, oh Father, giving us the breath of life, oh Father. Even causing us to be at the now right now, preparing us, oh Father God, God, and we are instilling within us and giving us the ability to handle them with wisdom, our knowledge, and with love, oh Father God. Whatever endeavor that we undertake this day and the endeavors that we're going to undertake for the rest of the week. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for going before us, oh, Father God. Oh, and that's why we praise you and honor. Oh, Father God, for we are always upon your mind. The great love that you have for us, oh, Father God. You are protecting us and keeping us, oh, Father God. Even when we stray, oh, Father God, you leave the 99 and go after the one. Oh, and we thank you for who you are up in our lives, oh, Father God, for keeping us, oh, Father God, and strengthening us, oh, Father God. Not letting us, oh, Father God, with your still, small voice that speaks louder than anything that we may try to undertake that is not of you. You speak to our hearts. And we thank you, oh, Father God, for that. Oh, Father God, love that you have poured us and for us, oh, Father God. For you are from God, Father God. Thank you, oh, Father God. Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, for opening up our eyes, oh, Father God. Things that we may have entertained, oh, Father God. May have not been the thing that you desire us to entertain, oh, Father God. And we thank you, oh, Father God, according to Acts 26, turn us away from darkness, Father God, unto light, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are delivering us, oh, Father God, from our own destructions, our own traps, our own mindsets, our own belief system that was not in accordance, oh, Father God, with your will and purpose and plan that you have for our life. But in our consciousness, oh, Father God, and what was given to us, especially you, oh, Father God, oh, Father God, for your word that was being given unto us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for your word because you have fulfilled your word into the hearts and minds of your people to see things the way you desire us to see things and to receive things and to understand things. Oh, we thank you for doing that great job for all the dispensation people in time. Oh, there's no one like you, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for equipping us, oh, Father God, for the season that is quickly approaching upon us. And even the things that we are going through at this present time, oh, Father God, secretly, oh, Father God, within our own individual selves, oh, Father God. Thoughts, oh, Father God, that you know that we're having, questions that you know that we're having in our own individual selves. Of being, oh, Father God, asking you questions, oh, Father God, for we desire to hear from you and from you alone, oh, Father God, being able to recognize your voice, oh, Father God, your spirit, oh, Father God, when it speaks to the men and women of God, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for giving us that discernment, oh, Father God. We thank you, oh, Father God, for regulating everything within us and removing those things that have been established within us that may have us being tossed to and fro and not being stable and not being upon a sure foundation with your word. But we thank you for what you're doing now in this dispensation season in time, oh, Father God, covering us with your blood, oh, Father God, preparing us, oh, Father a season that is opening up our eyes, oh Father God, removing the scales, oh Father God. Thank you for your healing, oh Father God, for we honor you. We thank you, oh Father God, that you have opened our eyes, oh Father God, for some of us that we understand and see you in all things, that we see you the way that you work in patterns and symbols and types and shadows, oh Father God, that you are the most high, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, that nothing, oh Father God, may be able to pass us, oh Father God, without we understanding, oh Father God, what it is that you have put before us and what it is that is going on in the world and how, oh Father God, you desire us to pray, oh Father God, and to do the things that you desire us to do in the prayers that you desire us to put forth before your throne, oh Father God. Oh Father God, we thank you even for being in unity, and we also thank you for being separate, oh Father God, because, oh Father God, we are the body that you have created in the spiritual realm, because you have told us, oh Father God, in your word, that we not fight against flesh and blood, but powers, and principalities, thrones, dominions, oh Father God, in the heavenlies. So we thank you, oh Father God, for equipping us, oh Father God, and strengthening us and giving us the ability, oh Father God, more forward, oh Father God, in those areas, oh Father God, and to tear down the strongholds, oh Father God, in the heavenlies, oh Father God, that is not conducive, oh Father God, for your people, oh Father God, and the well-being, oh Father God, of each individual, oh Father God, and what they're going through, oh Father God. We thank you for the prayers being unhindered going up. We thank you for the prayers being unhindered coming down, oh Father God. And we thank you for your answer. We thank you now for answering the prayers that is being put before you, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you and we honor you. We glorify you, oh Father God, because there's no one like you, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for cutting the cords, oh Father God, and any type of attachment, oh Father God, that we may have had, oh Father God, in our past, oh Father God, that is still trying to have us to see things from that view. So we thank the Lord for what he's doing in each individual life, having us to see the way have us to see, oh Father God, working in unity, oh Father God, with the body, oh Father God, strengthening the body, oh Father God, and letting love, oh Father God, have this perfect work within us, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you for strengthening us, oh Father God. We thank you, oh Father God, for your spirit going out throughout the land, and for those who are in positions, oh Father God, that make decisions that may affect, oh Father God, cities, nations, and countries. I ask that you would open their eyes, oh Father God, and turn them from the darkness, oh Father God. But even in that darkness, oh Father God, that they would see the light, oh Father God, and that you would soften the heart, oh Father God, that our hearts would see the deceitfulness of sin, of things, that the government and the way that they perpetuate things, oh Father God, upon your people, oh Father God. Oh Father God, those who are in those positions, oh Father God, let them be instruments of you, oh Father God. Work out your perfect plan here upon the earth for your people, oh Father God, for what we are going through, what we are about to face, oh Father God. And we thank you, oh Father God, for preparing us, oh Father God. We thank you for cleansing us, oh Father God, from our conscious, unconscious, and subconscious mind, oh Father God, and especially the subconscious mind that has been embedded with all of the false traditions, oh Father God, that we try to measure things from. We thank the Holy Spirit for going inside of us in that area, oh Father God, washing and cleansing us and leading us into all truth, functioning us, oh Father God, what to plant even within ourselves, what to accept and what not to accept. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, in this sensation, season, and time, and what you're doing for your people and the grace of it you have for us. Oh, we thank you for your healing, oh Father God, that's going throughout the land. Oh, we thank you, oh Father God, for letting your warning ministering angels, oh Father God, help those, oh Father God, inspire those, oh Father God, and stand by those who are going through war right now in other countries, oh Father God. We ask, oh Father God, that your warning ministering angels, oh Father God, your invisible force, oh Father God, would go throughout the land, oh Father God, and do those things, O Father God, that you are able to let them do, O Father God, because of the decisions of men, O Father God. But we thank you, O Father God, for you being able to override the decisions of men, O Father God, and their desire, O Father God. And we know, O Father God, because we trust you, that you have a plan and you're working things out, O Father God, because it's all going to work out, O Father God, for good. Oh, we thank you for what you're doing. Oh, we thank you for the prayers being answered, O Father God, from the people around the world. Oh, Father God, we thank you, and we honor you, and we glorify you, and we magnify you. And as it is in Philippians 4:8, finally, my brothers and sisters that are in Christ, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, and lovely, and of a good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Good morning.
Oh, Father, we surely give your name the glory. And we worship you, Lord God. We adore you. We lift you up and we extol you. Thank you, Lord God, for the washing of the water of your word, the same word that can never return into your void, the same word that destroys yokes, chains, bondages, entrapments, ensnarements, the same word that goes forth in the camp of the enemy and it causes destruction, the same word that tells us to laugh as the Father laughs, because he see the day of the wicked coming. He see that day coming clearly. So every work of darkness that's been assigned against our brethren around the globe, that's been assigned against our sisters and our brothers in the Ukraine, even the remnant that's in Russia who cries out, Father, how long? We thank you even now, Lord God, as the word is forming, Lord God. May we make a fortress of angels around them. May we make a yellow book. And it's causing the enemy to turn on itself. Lord God, you say to be not in any form of fear of flight because of the works of evildoers. Because they soon shall be cut down like a blade of grass. It is your word, and it shall never return until you void. We thank you even now, Lord God, as your word, Lord God, is forming a fall, a very ball of your anointing. It is forming around every missile. No, so okay, no to the yellow every bomb, Marco yellow, every javelin and spear that's being sent, that's been sent against the believers. And the wicked that have formed an alliance with the deeds of darkness. The Father sees your deeds. Those who have took briberies and money under the table. Think not that that money shall stand. No, so to Father God, we thank you even now that your word is going even in the midst. No, so it is causing destruction. No, so around the embankment of the wicked. That have set and planned with the outcome of the work that was made by the blacksmith. That the Father said, he created the blacksmith that maketh the work that will be formed against you. But he didn't make the blacksmith to do that wicked work. They did that on their own, and therefore we decree and declare, because the Father has given unto us the assignment, remember, to refute the tongue of the enemy. We decree and declare that the enemy's tongue is refuted. No, so we see it in the realm of the spirit. It is refuted. No, so that gathering, Sunday, as they gather together, no, and say, we will not do anything to stop this thing. No, so that the same three, because the Father said a threefold cord is not easily broken. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit has assigned a threefold cord against that force of darkness. Even as our Lord grabbed the cords and he went into the temple, he's going inside of the place that stood in alignment. They shook hands against him. The people that was in the Ukraine, as they accepted money to allow the pipeline and the oil to continue in that place instead of shutting down it by sanctions. But I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is against that assignment. Not so many Nikki to that. He laughs at your work, not for the beginning. As you have accepted money, he laughs at you. Father, we thank you even now. As your word will carry out exactly what it was said to do. The filthy lucre shall burn up. It shall dry up in the hand. It shall dry up every place that they have it. It is decreed in this hour. Father, we thank you even now. Your word, Lord God. As the Spirit of the living God searching all things, even the deep things of God, we thank you even now, Father God, as we shout hallelujah to the living King of Kings and the living Lord of Lords, the Almighty God. We thank you even now that your Spirit is going inside of us. It's searching out everything, anything that is out of the Father. It is being annihilated even now. The lying signs and wonders. No, so the beke is being annihilated now. No, suni na asute meke suni mimikiti. The gatherings of the wicked. Your crystal ball, your satanic cause. No, suni mako sinipina. No, suni mikita. No, suni beke mirabako. The sword of the spirit that is double edged is assigned against your kingdom. It is coming down now. Now, should be kindy, lunar bako, serbekene, no, serbekina, the bako, the beke, senike, debako, no. We yield ourselves to the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. And all glory goes unto the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Now, so many, minike, yellow, now, so the beke, the bako, the beke, sata, yellow, the beke, so ninai, lunar bako, senike, lende, no, so the beke, yellow, the beke, so the beke, ni. You cause the worship to come forth out of our spirit, Father. Therefore, we magnify you, glorify you. Oh, Father God, as the worship is coming forth out of the people of the living God, it's forming a wall around those in the Ukraine. Hallelujah. Around the remnant, is causing the enemy to turn on itself. Father, we thank you now that you're calling forth the angel that took out 187,001 nuts. That is going throughout the vicinity, every region.
as that wicked spirit of Pergamon, that satanic deity that filled the heart of the one who allowed it to come on the inside and take over, that it will do this wicked thing. But we decree and declare that the wall of worship, there is a laughter going on and a worship going on. And it's tormenting the minds and the ears of those who claim this thing. The leader who yielded to this satanic deity. My Father God, we give your name the glory. We honor your name, precious Master. We give you all the honor, Father. We worship you even now as we magnify you, as we glorify you. We decree and declare in this hour, your will be done, your kingdom come in us as it is in heaven, because we was created from the earth, but it was out of your mind. We decree and declare that your kingdom come inside of us. We decree and declare that the kingdom of our God has become the kingdom of this world. We will accept nothing less. The lying wonders, the bands of wickedness, the cords of the knuckle that are wrapped around the mind of the people of the living God, causing them to be in a twirl of deception. But we decree and declare that the deception is broken. We decree and declare our brothers and sisters are free from the assignment of the enemy. We decree that they are free. For you wish that none, Father, would perish, but all would come to the knowledge of the truth. For now, it is not our word, but your word, Father. For ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. It is your word that you have exalted above all your name, my Father God. That is the truth, and no other truth shall come in the midst of it, because any other that will come with a presentation of the truth, it is a lie. Only the truth of the word of God shall stand. My Father God, we give your name the glory. We take authority over promiscuity, deceptive lies that were wrapped around the private porch of the people of the living God. But we decree that end of condo is cut off. That satanic deity is cut off. And we decree that the buckle of truth is around around the private parts. We decree and declare that the people of God put their foot up on the neck of the enemy, as it is written in the book of Psalms. Sunini, sunina, no suninene, no sunribikina, sunribekanai, lunabako, sunribekenabakoto, ne sunini niki, sunribakasa. We decree and declare, as the word of the Lord thy God is moving, no sunribekenabako, nebakasa, ne. My Father God, as with a cry, oh, my Father God, when one another are going through, my Father God, as with a rejoice when we see the victory, oh, my Father God, oh, my God, we thank you even now. Father God, we thank you, Lord God Almighty, that you're pulling those out of the clutches of the enemy. Father Father God, we give your name the glory. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, so that it is in you that we live. It is in you, so that we live. It is in you that we live. And that we are, and that we have our very being. That you are first and foremost. Father, we thank you even now as you're manifesting your word inside of us. Oh, Father God, we thank you that you're causing your full soap to cleanse, Lord God, from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. That's the oil that you have given us, Lord God, as the five wise virgins. My Father God, they are going around the city too, but they're not going around trying to see what they can attach themselves to. They're going around like watchmen to rebuke the mouth of the enemy. And they're being an awkward day where they can hear when the Lord say the spirit of the bride come. Oh, my Father God, I thank you. Even now, oh, God, my Father God, I mean, the satanic deities that have been against the minds of the people of God, that every single program have entered into it, the spirit of perversion to seduce the minds of our young people, so we send the sword. Oh, God, that our young people would not even desire to see any program, but it will be sickening to their spirit, and they will rise up and eat the scroll, Father, where you said it was sweet as honey in the mouth, but bitter in the stomach. Oh, my Father God, as you drew Ezekiel in the realm of the spirit, let me show you what is being done. Oh, my Father God, we thank you now, Lord God, that you're pouring out on the young people now. We declare and declare every satanic entity that attempted to wed our young people, we cut the fingers of that satanic deity off. You cannot have our young people. They belong to the Lord Yeshua. No, so Lord God, we thank you even now that your word, Lord God, has manifested your authority even now in this hour. And we thank you now, Lord God, that it's coming forth, Lord God, with your authority on the mark, God, by your spirit, by your spirit, by your spirit. Father God, we give your name the glory. Both now and forever, we forever worship you. We forever adore you. We forever lift you up. To the all-wise God. Oh, my Father God. Dominion is unto you. We give your name the glory. Hallelujah. Father God, we magnify you forever. We exalt your name forever.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteryou.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-Year Church Celebration. Celebrating 8 years. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Sr., Pastor.
Celebrating 8 years of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry.
The anniversary celebration theme. It's time to make it count.
March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., Pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th, from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the Leadership Workshop. Your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th, at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th, at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. Your hotel information, Hampton Inn & Suites, Chicago, Southland, Madison, Illinois. Call area code 708-748-4102.
708-748-4102.
And ask for the RFPM Church Celebration Block. For more information, call 708-825-1988, Administrative Bullock, or 877-912-2027, Administrative Bryant, or text 334-440-6152. Come help us celebrate 8 years of ministry. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-Year Church Celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022. We want to see you, so make plans to be there.
Noise of my day, the depression that steals my voice, the confusion that arrests my life, so I can't even make a choice. Life seems so loud, I've been too proud. So Lord, what do I do? I just need a word from you. Oh, I need a word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. Got bad news, life just darkened my day. My family's in need, and I just can't seem to make a way. Oh, life seems so loud, and I've been too proud. But I'm asking you now, Lord, send the word. Tell me which way to turn. I need a word. Tell me which way I should go. I need a word. Tell me what should I do, Lord. I need a word. I need a word from you. Drown out the noise. Let me hear your God. Oh, stand still and believe you'll work it out. Oh, stand still and see my victory walk right in. Come with you, I will win. I need a word greater than I need your word. No weapon formed against me shall be able to prosper. Through the Lord, let me hear your voice. I need a word from you.
Top of the day to you. I welcome you today to another prophetic experience teaching time where the word of the Lord comes alive. I'm yours truly, Prophet Lorron Matthews, overseer of Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries. And we're blessing those of you that are listening from all parts of the world. We welcome you all on this day, and we give God praise, glory, and honor for all that God is doing through his people and what the Lord has given us to release to the men and women of God from all over the world, those who are listening in far and near. We bless you on today. I want to take this time. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors and ministry gifts and kingdom leaders from whatever part of the world you're listening in from, listening in. And we blessing the Lord for you, you and you on this day. And certainly, I want you to know, I personally don't take your position in the kingdom of God lightly. And And I thank you for flowing in the spirit realm, sharing what's actually going on locally and globally around the world for the lives of God's people. Now, I'm gonna do something today again, just to remind the people where we at, especially as it relates to wars in the land, nations in the land, and I now understand even more saints why God had me reading the book of Ezekiel and sharing from the book of Ezekiel, teaching from the book of Ezekiel, Daniel, from the book of Daniel, and why this book is very important to what I've been sharing with God's people concerning events. So I'm going to have to go really slow today so I can decode even up to today what's going on in the world, because oftentimes people, I was sharing with somebody yesterday and they mentioned to me they was getting what I was saying. Some of them didn't quite understand what I was saying, but I don't want any of the Lord's people to be deceived or miss out on all of the information that need to be revealed to God's people concerning this end time. As I shared almost 3-4 years ago, I've been sharing and talking from the book of Daniel. Now, knowing this and saying this to many of you all, many of you have been following me as I'm sharing from the book of Daniel. So the book of Daniel is a very pivotal book, very pivotal to what I've been sharing with many of you all. So the book of Daniel is very, and when I tell you it's very important that you really understand the book of Daniel and what I've been releasing as it relates to world events and things that have been going on around the world. Many people really need to understand how important up to this point what I've been sharing to the people are all part of a coded system with decoding events, and we're bringing things alive to the world. And as the Lord gave it to me yesterday, he began to reveal to me specifically where we are at a people, at the nation, world events, all of the things that are going on politically in the world as it relates to the chaotic systems of the world, as it relates to the different deities of the world, all of the plans and the schemes of what the enemy is trying to do. And so I just want you all to buckle your seatbelt up, because when I say buckle your seatbelt up, it's always about revealing things and giving you understanding of what's going on and how it ties into all of the things that are going on around the world. Especially, I'm gonna break the word of God down so most of you will really have a understanding of when we share and when we talk from the book of Daniel. You're gonna have a very clear understanding of all of the events that are going on now. But as I decoded 2020 for many people, it caused a shakening in 2021, because anytime the United States government sent a United States agent to my house personally to figure out how I'm breaking all of this stuff down, there must be something happening in the world, shaking up the events of the world and shaking up the nation. So let's move into the word of God today. It's an old saying, everything going down in the church except the word of God. But today, I'm going to put it like this. Everything going down in social media except the truth. Everything is going down in social media except the truth. The prophets have been raised up in this season to entertain the people. I'm coming to prophetically break the codes that have been presented by the entertainers and those who have been profiteers in the land, and those who have been using the gift to deceive the people. Today you're going to have to follow me. You're going to have to follow me. You can share this with others. Those of you who are following me, please share with others. You're going to have to follow me carefully when I go through this information. So you have to go back to this information. And when you're going back to this information, you're going to have to gather the facts and all of the detail. I probably won't be able to go back to all of the information. However, what I will do is I will give you as much information needed to understand where we are at as a nation today. Today, where we at as a nation today. Because, thanks to God, many of you, you're really going to have to prepare yourself for the month of March 2022. Amen? You got to pray. Now, I want to write everybody. I shared this with people several months ago, and probably in 2021. Trap data systems of the world. The trap data systems of the world. I believe I talked about this during 1/1/2022 at 12:01. America, the world going to be shifted from the trap data systems of the world. The trap data of the world. There's things going to be revealed to many people. Now, most of you all who follow me have been following me since probably 2012, 2015, 16, especially when we talked about the book of Daniel. I've been teaching from the book of Daniel, I believe, since 2016, because it's been a period of 6 years. So let's understand the book of Daniel. Because when you read the book of Daniel, you must understand that the book of Daniel, scholars and theologians. Scholars are those that study a particular topic and they what they call master. The theologians understand theology, the divine will of God, the word of God, the divine of God. And philosophers are a little different because they take the art of a message, the heart of the message, and they intertwine it with a quote or a theory of something in the message. So in saying that to many of you that are following me, they said the book of Daniel is what we call an apocalyptic book. Now listen to this. It's called an apocalyptic book. Now the word apocalyptic is actually a Greek word. It's a Greek word which means, listen to it, it's an ancient Greek word which means apocalypse. Is traditionally meaning and uncovering is a disclosure of knowledge in relation and religion content. It is disclosure of something hidden, a vision of heavenly secrets that can make sense in a earth reality. That's apocalyptic book. Apocalyptic, that's what that means. So where am I taking this today? I'm taking you into preparation for 2022. Now, some of you who have been following me the last several times I came on the live, I decoded 2022 and 2022, because between those two, between the February 2nd, 2022 and February 22nd, 2022, it's a 20-day period. That's 20 days between those two twos. And the first two, when you add all of the twos up in 2022, what do you get? You get the number 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 2, 2022. Take the 20, and 20 always means light, and it means mastery, light and mastery. You take it, you put the 10, you get the total 10, count how many days it is to 2, 22, 2022. It's actually 20 days. So put 10 together and put 20 together. If you take the 2, 2, 2022 and add all of the twos together, you get 10. If you count the days between 2, 2, 2022 and connect it to 2, 2, 2022, you get the total numbers of 12. You get total numbers of 12. So I'm going to break it down so you can understand where I'm going with this today. All right? Now, if you follow me, all you have to do is put 2, 2, 2022, and then put 2, 22, 2022. You follow me. Out of this total, you're 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. You get 10. The number 10. Now, the period between 2022 and 2022, the period between that is 20 days, right? 20 days down, okay? You put 20 days down. Now, we are 2022. What you have is you have 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. All of the twos total. It gives you the number, you follow me? It gives you the number 12. Okay, write 12 down. So if you're following me, you have 12. All of those twos make 12. Now, take 12 and 12, break it, divide it. Divide it. 12 minus, divided by 12, you get 6. You get 6, 6, okay? Y'all all with me? Now, the book of Daniel is important. Now, let's understand major prophets and minor prophets. Now, I'm going to take you over so you can understand it. Now, listen to what I'm going to share with you from the Word of God. Now, I'm breaking the sacred codes that have been hidden. Now, everyone in the world know that in 2020 was the beginning of the battle or the war or the virus called coronavirus. 2019 was the setup. 2020 was the obituary year. 2021 was the year of grief, sorrow, mental illness, mental distraught, suicidal, homicidal thoughts. The mind of people was intensified in warfare, waging war in your mind. You're talking about a period of 2020, 2021. Let's take it all the way back to 2019. 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. 4 years. That's 4 years. Now, in 4 years, we're in 2022. So, between 2019, set up, 2020, obituary year, 2021, a time of sorrow and grief and brokenness and destitute to bring us into understanding what these four-year periods are going to be all about. You got to understand 2022 is a year connected to the strength of God or the light of God. Everybody follow me? I hope you all are following me. You have to follow me on this one. So if you all are following me, you're getting ready to see what's happening in exactly this month, war, rumors of war. We're in prophetic fulfillment. Now, here's what happened. Now, I'm going to break this down like this. Now, I already told you what Ezekiel means. Everybody understand what the book of Daniel means. It means the book of Daniel is called an apocalyptic book. This book is an ancient Greek, it's a Greek word being used in a Hebrew, Arabic, or Old Testament. Everything Old Testament is literally what we would consider Hebrew, Arabic, Phoenician, Semitic, all in that, in Old Testament. New Testament is considered, everything after New Testament is considered Greek. Follow me? Consider Greek. Now, so if the book of Daniel, there's something in the book of Daniel that needs to be revealed to the world, but there's something in the major prophets that means fulfillment, because all major prophets, the book of Daniel, people keep saying the book of Daniel it's five major prophets in the book of Daniel. Absolutely incorrect. It's five major books comprised of four major prophets: Isaiah, Jeremiah. Lamentation is a book. Ezekiel, then Daniel. You have four prophets, and those five books are considered books of the major prophets, but it's four prophets. Now, stay with me here. If you're looking at the 20 days, because everybody been explaining 2-2-22 or 2-22-2022. Now let me break it down for you so you can understand. Now, if you're looking at, you have the total numbers of 2-2-2022 is 10. You get the number 10. If you look at the period between 2-2-2022, to 2/22/2022, it's a total of 10 days. That's 20 days. So now you understand it, 20 days, all right? 20 days. If you add 2/22/2022, all of the twos, what do you get? 12. But if you divide it by 2, you get 6, right? We get 6. So you get 6. But if you take the 2, the 20, and you take the 20, and you take the 10 over here, and you put them together, you get 30. You follow me? You get the number 30. 30. So you get 30 out of it. All right? So if everybody understands. So when you get the number 30 and we have the 12, put by 12, number 12, put government. Everybody put government by the number 12. When you break the sixes down, think about this. You got 6, you get 6, 6. All right, I want you to put, by that, I want you to put next to the 12 that I told you to divide it by 2, I want you to put the 2, 6, and I want you to put Bible by it. You all follow me? I want you to put Bible. Now the 30, everybody see the 30 there? I want you to put, by the 30, I want you to put years there. Years. I want you to put years. All right? I want you to put years. But now, I want you to, I want you to understand the book of Lamentation. The book of Lamentation is the book that deal with sorrow, it deal with grief, it deal with pain, it deal with, let me break it down so you can understand it. It deal with passion, experience, it deal with grief, sorrow, and weeping. The book of Lamentation, that's what it deals with, all of those. So I want y'all to put the book of Lamentation, I want y'all to put how many chapters in the book of Lamentation? There are 5 chapters. So write 5 under the number 30. When you get 30, write 5, and then put and total it up and get 35 years, okay? Everybody follow me? Put 35 years there, okay? Let's move right into it. I want everybody to understand that as we're standing today in the world, and please share with other people real quickly because you may want your colleagues to know, you may want your friends to know, you may want your family to know, and everything else I'm sharing, government, the world already knows, the political world that have been following me, Jesuit Order, Catholic Church, the CIA, the Russian, everybody been following me. So only person that have not been following me is the church world and those who are jealous, who are insecure because they didn't have the information. It's not about who has it. It's about revealing to us, but and it's us, okay? So everything's been broken down, so you all have the details, right? Okay, now. Let's go into the book of Daniel. Let's break down. Let's lead the people to why the book of Daniel is what it is today. Now, if you understand in 2020, on May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was in Powerhorn, Minnesota. He was arrested for having counterfeit $20 bills. And it started a world move in the United States of America and around the world. In the middle of that, in March, beginning of 2020 and going into March, we enter into the world events that started dealing with, we started talking about coronavirus. That's when people started dealing with coronavirus. And 2019 was the set off. That's what they call it. COVID-19. COVID-19. You ever hear a movie, you hear COVID, So 2019, so COVID-19 was the setup. That's what you get to, COVID-19, COVID operation. You understand what I'm saying? Think about COVID operation, 2019. Everybody getting it now? It's making sense to everybody now. All right, COVID operation, 2019, COVID-19, 2019. Here we go. Let's go. Let's take it in so people can understand why Daniel is very pivotal to the world and to every person to this very day, and what you're seeing over in the European continent, over in Europe, Asia, over in the Eastern, well, I would say, probably say Southern, Eastern, I'm going to use it, hemisphere. We're talking about the separation hemisphere. All right. Now, I told the people yesterday, write this down. Write geographical turning point. Geographical turning point. Everybody needs to write geographical turning point. Number two, demographical change. And what was will never exist again. What was will never exist again, period. What has happened will never exist again, period. The word of God, or people talk about, this is what people said. This is what the word in the land. He who forgets his history bound to repeat it. If you don't study your history, you are bound to repeat it. Prophetic people or prophets go inside, and our job is to take the Nephilim, which means fallen angels, and break the vault or the secrets that they brought down from the heavenlies into the earth realm and made it a reality. Our prophetic secrets are to break through, and we are to reveal the code or the secrets of the plan of demonic spirits, principalities in the earth realm, so that the world and the people will not be confused to what's going on now. You will not be confused. If you're following me, you will not be confused. It'll take you a few days to adjust to it. All you have to do is go back to the data, go back to each and every event that I told you, go back to and follow me. If you go back to the first day I shared to now, you will be exactly on what's going on in the world right now, okay? George Floyd, $20 bill, counterfeit $20 bill. Two of them, both of them were Masons. Write that down. Both of those guys were Masons. Chavez was a Mason. George Floyd was a Mason. Now think about that. Two people were Masons. Now that shows you something, if they so-called Masons and have the secret sign. Now it's going to get intense here, because I got a lot of people who are following me in Masons and different society. But nonetheless, it doesn't make a difference. It just, you'll know the truth. All right. Now, it happened in Powerhorn. In Powerhorn. You Google it, the city was called Powerhorn. It was on a corner store, $20 bill. So number one is 2020 was considered by secret society noble birthing or eugenics. If you study it, Plato, Aristotle, population control, world control, the issues going on. How do we control a people? It's a book out. Many of you can go and look up this book. It's called Let Me Take You There, and you can do it yourself. It's a book called The Outlaw of Positive Check. It's all designed, The Outlaw of Positive Check. The System of Eugenics. That's what it's, eugenics. It comes from the Greek word, means noble birthing, elite family, high-ranking family, elite. Ancient philosophers talked about population control in the earth realm. Plato did, discussion, Aristotle, Plato, and then Plato revealed it to Aristotle how to deal with population control. I just wanted to take you over to that. All right, let's try to move to this quickly here so we can bring the people up to speed. Now, everybody's been following me. You have the what 2022 means. If you take 2022, it means number one, government, and then if you take the 12 and break it down, divide it, you get six, put Bible there. So 2022 is about government, and it's about the word of God. If you take 2022, 10, and add it to how many days it is between those two, it's 20. You get 30. If you attach it to the word, to Lamentation, which is 5, you'll understand what I'm going to explain to you in the book of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. So are we ready? Everybody got demographical turning point, land, earth, survey, earth realm, geographical, demographic, the population, a demographic of a people, or the demographic, you know, of that neighborhood, because you have to understand what happened in Powerhorn. I'm going to break that down again for the people, because I'm moving. I got to move fastly or take you to understand it. I told you in the beginning today, put this word, trap data systems of the world, the trap data systems of the world, the trap data system of the world. Now, everybody remember in the month of January, what did I tell you? 90 days to 120. You all remember that? I said 90 days to 120. Prepare yourself. Keep your mind focused. 190 days to 120. Very critical. Where we are at, we're going into the month of March, which the completion of the month of March will be a total of almost 90 days. January, February, 28 days, I believe we're going to March. March is 31, taking us into April. So we're almost in the night. We'll be going into the 90 days. That's why I said these 90 days are very critical to us in the beginning of the year. Now, all right. Now, the book of Isaiah, that's why it's called a major, the Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentation, Ezekiel, and Daniel are considered books of the major prophets, major prophets. All of my coded sacred codes that you will understand today. And then everything after that are minor prophets. You get the minor prophets. Of the 39 books of the Bible, what you get out of that is books of the law. You get the historical books. You get the poetic books and the prophetic books, all in those 39 books of the Old Testament. Daniel is pivotal to where we are at right this moment. Okay, let's move right into it. Now, after George Floyd was killed by Chavez on May 25th, 2020, it was the beginning of a move in the land. Now, here's what transpired. I'm going to lead you all up to this. On May 25th, 2020, George Floyd was killed over a counterfeit $20 bill. You follow me? In Powerhorn. Powerhorn means, it's Powerhorn, the city means, you know the horn that they put gunpowder in? The horn that they put gunpowder in? Powerhorn. That's what they use. They put gunpowder in. So 2020, the counterfeit year, listen to this, it meant counterfeit year and Powerhorn. Powerhorn means it's the horn that they put gunpowder in. They use it in the old days, and they pour it into the gun and use it for gunpowder. Now, what do the gunpowder mean? Gunpowder is used to take somebody out or bloodshed. 2020, was a year of bloodshed. You follow me? It was a year of bloodshed. All of these secret societies, all of this stuff, you have to understand how secret societies and everybody do their coded system. 2020 was the year of what? Counterfeit, but bloodshed. You will get bloodshed out of 2020. Now, after that, people start marching from all over the world. The media took it. Every continent, all seven continents, if you go back, you can Google it, was all in alignment with what? Judgment or justice. Y'all follow me? Every continent, every single continent of the world, after that came into alignment. Why? Because they wanted what? Justice. And they wanted judgment. Y'all follow me? Y'all still with me? I'm going slow. Now, after that, what happened after that? June 2020, the President of the United States leaves the White House, Donald Trump, and goes in front of the Episcopal Building in D.C., D.C. means District of Columbia. He leaves the White House. The White House is surrounded. The United States White House is made out of the Order of the Masonic Nation and the Colonial State. It's a district. So the District of Columbia rule all 50 states. Every law comes out of a district to the state. Okay? Y'all follow me. Now, Donald Trump stands in front of the Episcopal Building. He holds up a Bible. Everybody remember that? I believe it was June 6th or June 7th or 8th of 2020. Somebody can Google it. You can go back and look at it for me. I got so many notes here today. I might miss some of them. He stood there for approximately 1 minute. He stood there approximately. Somebody can Google it and time it. 60 seconds he stood there. And religious world and people said, this man held up a Bible. It's an abomination. It's a heretic. What they didn't know, it was a code. He stood there and sent the code to Queen Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth ruled the church, the Episcopal Church, and that's the church at England. Ruled the church at England. When he stood in front of that, he let her know that what's happening in the world, Queen Elizabeth, is Bible fulfillment. Everything in here is Bible fulfillment. He had to come out of the Masonic order. It lets them know that what's going on in the world, their secrets have been revealed. Jesuit order. Secret has been revealed and it's fulfilled in him. That's why he stood in front of the White House. Outside the White House, outside the circle, in front of the Episcopal Building. Queen Elizabeth, who was in Windsor, not Buckingham Palace, I believe it was Windsor. She was there and she gets the code. The code says, quote, quote, that the church at England, who she rules, she said she had to open the Royal Chronicle. That's the secret information. And you can read the book of Esther, chapter 6, when King Ahasuerus, married Esther and called for a banquet and Mordecai and asked his nobles, source, what is it that the royal, what is it that the chronicle says as it relates to the life of who? Mordecai, who sat at the gate. The lot says, the lot fell on the origin of the people, the original people. The lot fell on the original people, and Queen Elizabeth knew. Because in January of 2020, her son, Meghan, leave the royal palace with a child that's mixed. He's mixed with black and he's mixed with their color. So it lets them know that the sacrificed child is no longer in the presence of that circle. They leave and go all the way to California. They go to California. He leaves because he already know what's going on. His mother already let him know. 1997, when she was killed by a paparazzi under a bridge, and they don't have no videotape and no data, period, of what happened. Okay? And there's no videotapes of nothing, just camera the people took that she was a goner. Now, y'all follow me? Y'all still follow me? Everybody's still connected with me now. You still got to stay here with me so you won't miss this. Now, she gets the information. She opens the Royal Chronicle, and the Royal Chronicle says the lot falls on Bible fulfillment and the origins of the people, 400 years area. That's why early this year, the President of the United States, everybody were giving, how many masks they were giving away? 4 masks to each home. How many masks they were giving away? 400. How many masks? I think they said they were giving four hundred. How many masks did they say they were giving out? It was 400 something. I don't know, 400 million, 400,000 masks, whatever it was. It was the word 400. I know it was that. So you can understand there was masking. They wanted to mask the 400 years. That's so you can understand that. So you're getting all of this is coming together so people can understand where we at. All right. So they did that this year because they were saying, give the people, we're going to give everybody free masks. 4 to a family. And everybody ran. They took out running. Let's go get the mask so we can mask 400 years. Okay. That's for free. Just want you to prepare yourself. Now, you'll understand where we at. Now you understand where we at. After that happened, in 2020, Queen Elizabeth gets the information. It lets you know that the government, the royal family, was aware of it. Next in line is the Catholic Church or the Jesuit Order. Queen Elizabeth sends the word to the Pope or the Jesuit Order who rules the Catholic Church. They get the information. They know. All of them know that what's going on, it's fulfillment. Who knows? The Catholic Church, the royal family, the United States government knows all that is going on. Those who are part of that, some people are not part of it, so they won't be privileged to it, but the people know. Let's try to move through this because we're coming up to the head of the hour. It brings you to understanding the book of Daniel. So you'll understand where we at with Daniel. Now, you all know that all 7 continents is in alignment. All in alignment. In alignment. Now, I'm going to stop and say, if you read the book of Daniel, what do Daniel book mean? The book of Daniel means what? Judgment of God or God is judged. What did that tell you? When all 7 continents came together in that year after May 25th, when all continents came into oneness, claiming what for what? Justice or judgment, it says the book of Daniel is fulfilled because the book of Daniel means God is judge or judgment of God. You follow me? Well, what? Chapters. Now, let's go. Let me break it down. Now, I'm bringing you all up to speed. The Catholic Church knows now. The Jesuit Order knows. Who all knows? The United States. It's Bible fulfillment. Queen Elizabeth, the royal family. Who else knows? The Jesuit Order. Who knows? Government knows. Royal family knows. And who knows? The religious institution. Government, royal family, religious institution. 4. We need one more government to attach so you can understand the 4 world government. Who's the next in line? Russia. 4 world government, Russia. We are in Russia right now. Who's now? Russia. They're in that fulfillment. Where we at? Government. The royal family. Who's next? The Catholic Church, the religious world. Who's next? Russia. 4 world government. Let's break it down. All right. So here's where we at in the world, people of God, so you can understand exactly to the details. Now, if the book of Daniel, I mean, if the book of Isaiah is 66 books, I just quoted it right here for you. 66 books of Daniel. I mean, 66 books of Isaiah. Isaiah has 66 books in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah, his book means Yahweh is salvation. 66 books. Jeremiah means Yahweh is uplifted. 52 books. Lamentation means passion. It means expression of grief and sorrow and weeping. 5 books. Ezekiel means God's strength. 48 books. Daniel means judgment or judgment of God. Yahweh is judgment. I gave you all 4, 5 of the books. Now, listen to this. Read the book of Daniel. The book of Isaiah. Isaiah is coded. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, lets you know all 66 books of Isaiah is coded in 66 books of the Bible. Follow me. Now, Jeremiah is 52 books. It lets you know 52 weeks of the year are coded. 2 weeks are coded. Lamentation, 5 books. Symbol of grace, and that in that period of time, month, period, 5 weeks, you deal and you'll understand the grace of God, the sovereignty of God in there. Now let's go into the book of Ezekiel, which means God's strength. Now, you will understand 2019, 2020, 2021, and 2022. If you break down Ezekiel, which means God's strength, and Ezekiel is written in the first person, you'll understand Son of Man from Ezekiel, the power of the spirit realm from Ezekiel, because each of those prophets were born or raised up in a certain prophetic task. Isaiah was birthed during what? A death of the king, Isaiah. King Uzziah died. That's when Isaiah's ministry began. Who's next? Jeremiah. Jeremiah was born before the foundation of the world. He was already told, I knew you before you were formed in what? The womb. And parental rights were suspended when God said that. So Jeremiah was birthed before the foundation of the world. Lamentation will let you know that you will go through the suffering. You will go through the oppression. You will go through the pain. You will go through difficulties. You will go through a sorrow and weeping. You will go through that. Now, Ezekiel means God's strength. Now, 48 chapters of Ezekiel. Listen to that. If you read Ezekiel, you'll find out Ezekiel is very powerful. Ezekiel was birthed from the spirit realm. Look at this. Look at the Ezekiel. You read Ezekiel. Let me take you there so you can understand. Ezekiel chapter 2 is called, and he said unto the Son of Man, stand upon thy feet, and I will speak unto thee, and the Spirit enter into him. He will burst from the Spirit. Isaiah, to the death of a king. Jeremiah, from the foundation of the world. Ezekiel, from the spirit world. Now, Daniel. How was Daniel? Daniel was birthed from what? He was birthed from a slave mentality or being taken from his culture. So all prophets, I want every prophet in the world to understand, Don't let any organization, denomination, or people, or institution determine your ministry or how you were birthed or how you were born or what you were born or your title and your position. They don't have authorization to do it. Isaiah became a prophet after the death. Jeremiah was a prophet before the foundation, before he was in his mother's womb. Ezekiel, in the spirit realm, he became a prophet when God said, come on, the spirit enter into him. And the spirit of God enter into Ezekiel. Then what do you get? You get Daniel was a major prophet, and Daniel became a prophet in chapter number 1. Why? Because he didn't take a shot in his arm. Oh, y'all ain't ready for me. Daniel would not eat from the Babylonian table. He would not eat from the food of the Babylonian. He would not eat. In chapter number 1, it was about the body of Daniel. Daniel did not eat from what? He did not eat from Nebuchadnezzar. He did not eat from Nimrod. He did not eat from the ancient Nephilim. He did not eat from that Babylonian system. He did not follow the Babylonian system. He proved to them that if I prove to you in 10 days, do y'all hear me? 10 days, 2-2-2022, 10 days, 20 days between that period of time. 2022, 12, I'm showing you how you are right now. Now, 48 chapters of the book of what? Ezekiel. 12 is 1 year. 24 is 2 years. 36 is 3 years. 48 is 4 years. 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022. Y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. 2022. You have to understand. 2022. What he said. Isaiah. What did he tell? He said, Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Chapter 37. What did he say? He spoke to Ezekiel in the first person. Now, we bringing you down. Look at somebody say, prophet is breaking it down to us to understand. Your four-year period, you're in it right this moment. 2022. Now, everybody know it but you. Everything going down in the church, people say accept the word of God. And no, everything going down in social media except revealing the secret code of what? The government, the royal family, the Jesuit or the Catholic Church, and now what's going on over in the Middle East. All of that stuff that's going on. And if you break it down to what I gave you, the 10 here, 2-2-2022, the 20 days, you get 30, and after 30, you're 2-2-2022, you get 12. Now listen to this. When you connect the 30 together, I told everybody to put 30 years, correct? Then I told you to put 5, right? So the 5 is the intertwining between Isaiah, Jeremiah, you get 5, lamentation, grief, sorrow, you get that, you get weeping, and then you get Ezekiel, God's strength, and then you get Daniel, the 12th chapter, the 12 books of Daniel. Now listen to this. Now, if I put 30 and 5 together, I get 35. Now take a look, think about this. Some of you wasn't born 35 years ago. I was born, some of you. In 1987, Ronald Reagan was president. Russia president was Mikhail Gorbachev. Ronald Reagan told Mikhail Gorbachev, take down the wall. All of them were one nation. All of the Balkans, the country over there that they won was all one country. It was one nation, Russia. Mikhail Gorbachev was trying to do just like the United States and make each state, each of those countries, a state in Russia. They had infiltrated that country, and I'm telling you, they infiltrated it again because they needed that country again. Y'all ain't ready for me. See, y'all understand. How many years ago? 35 years ago. What did I just break down? 35 years ago. 10, 2, 2022. 10. Between that time and 2-22-2022, 20 days. You got 30 years. You add 5 to it. You get 35.
They're going through sorrow. They're going through grief. We all going through it right now. We in the lamentation period. Now, follow me. Now, where did the 12 come from and the 6? The reason being is because the 12 that brings you over to understand the book of Daniel and the breaking down is that Daniel book is all about the government, for world government. It's telling you about the world government. You'll understand the world government. And it means God is judge or judgment of God. So after that power horn event, all 7 continents was in alignment. The judgment of God or God is judge was revealed during that time. It just has to manifest itself. Now, where do you get 2-2-2022 from? You get that from light. Everyone must understand right now what they didn't want you to understand when Donald Trump stood in front of the Episcopal Church and pointed out the Bible, and Queen Elizabeth got the secret. She got the code, and she opened the Royal Chronicle in 2020. Then her husband passed away last year on the 4th month, the 9th day at age 99. Flip it over. What do you get? You get 666. He was 99. Flip it over. You get 66. On what day? The 9th of April. What do you get? You get 6. If you flip it over, you get 6. And then you get age 6. You get age 99. Flip it over. You get 6. And then what do you get? You get 4 again. You get the number 4. See, Old Testament, when you understand the major prophets of the Old Testament are considered major prophets because it's revealing the secret codes of the Word of God. It's major prophets. All of them are connected to the names of God. Yahweh is what? Yahweh is salvation. Isaiah means 66 books. Jeremiah, Yahweh is exalted and uplifted, 52 books. Lamentation is one of the books of contemporary. Then you get Ezekiel, means God's strength. Yahweh is strength. Then you get Daniel, judgment or God is judge. So we in fulfillment. That's what they call the book. That's what they call Daniel, an apocalyptic book, because it's fulfilling what? It's fulfillment. It's revealing the secret. It's revealing what's hidden. It's uncovering and disclosure of religious content and disclosure of knowledge of hidden vision and the heavenly secret. It's revealing. Everything is being revealed through what we call the book of Daniel. Daniel is a book that's revealing things. Now, let me take you here so you can understand that. Now, where do we get the government from? Where do we get the 66 from out of this chapter, out of 2-2-22? 2-2-22 simply means this. 2-2-22 was letting the world know once again that the 66 books of the Bible is revealing the governmental things of God. They don't want you to know that you are in Bible fulfillment. 2-2-2022 is about biblical fulfillment, light and mastery. We're coming into the light and the mastery. Everybody using dimensions and numbers of 2-2-2-2-2-22 or 2-22-2022. It's about light. It's about mastery. It's about bringing light to you. To light to what? Corona. What does corona mean? Crown. What's in the middle of the crown of the corona? The middle of the crown of the corona is a gene, or it's the neural, the nerve, or the light. It's the highest peak of the brain, of the gene, of the genius in you. The neural is crowned right around it. And what do they say? Everything is airborne. If everything is airborne and you say you have airspace, nothing can overrule airspace that's being born in the air. So if you're a Christian and you are in airspace, that means you dominate a dimension in the spirit realm, and nothing airborne can have access to you. You can't die because you're under the authority of the dimension in the spirit realm of God. Now, let me take you here. Now, if you understand this, everything now is biblical fulfillment Everybody knows it. Except us, because we're waiting for what? We're waiting for the rapture. People say, well, I'm waiting for God to come. Well, rapture was actually put in the Bible after the turn of the century. Before that, it was not in the Bible. They put that in the Bible, rapture, meaning the coming. You are in tribulation. You are in here. You will be raptured up when God come and get you. You will be raptured up. You will be taken up as Isaiah did. You will be raptured. The word rapture is not even biblical in the Bible. Now, please don't get mad at me and start fighting me. I'm not saying that. I'm just showing you it was never in the Bible in its original origin. It was not in the origin of it. So I want people to understand when you hear the word rapture ready, no, I ain't telling people not to be rapture ready, but I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not dealing with the word rapture. I'm going to tell you, you better be ready when the Lord comes. Don't be rapture ready. You better be saved. You better be ready for the Lord, because if you ain't ready, you're going to hell. You ain't got to worry about rapture. You better make sure you together, because they want to focus on the rapture. No, you better make sure you good. You better make sure you stay. You better make sure you in the spirit of God. You better make sure you in the will. That's it. Don't worry about the word. You better make sure you the word. Everything going down in the social media except the truth or the prophetic revealing. So you better be ready. That's the question. Are you ready? Lord, come. You follow me? Because, see, every day people that leave here, 175,000 people leave every day, with thousands of people being born every day. I think the statistic says that. All right, so we just broke that down so you can understand. Now you're entering into, you're getting ready to enter into the month of March 3, March 2022. Buckle your seatbelt up. I'm going to stop right there, thanks to God. We're entering into, we got a lot of people, more than 42 people that are listening. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you people something. When people look at my page and they see 42 people, only way you get the number of 42 is those that actually came onto the page. So when they push the number to come on my page so they can make comments, that's what you get, 42. But there are people who don't want you to know that they're following me. They're on the outside. So you got thousands and thousands of people who are following who don't want. Because what you do is you get people that do this. This is what you get, Shalanda. And I want you to follow, understand this, Shalanda, and thank to God. What you get is people who do what? What they do is they copy, paste, and cut. You ever see people copy, paste, and cut? So what I'm sharing today, you have people that are copying and pasting it and cutting it. So everything I'm sharing today, they're taking notes so they can go on. They can go on Clubhouse. They're gonna go on. They're gonna go on Instagram. They're gonna go on their Facebook. They're gonna go on that whatever the one the other one. Garage, YouTube. Everything I'm revealing today, they're pasting it and cutting it. They're not going to actually come on my page. What they're doing is they're on the outside of the page. They're following me. So everything I'm sharing today, the people that they're following. So what you see is 42 people here. On the outside, you may got 2 million people watching me right now on social media because they're not going to go in, because what you do is you got copy catters that are taking everything I'm saying. Every governmental entity in the world is following me. Let me tell you something. Anytime the United States of America sends an agent, governmental agent to my resident where I live at, and then follow me while I'm flying across the world, you know I'm revealing some stuff to you, to the people. I'm revealing a whole lot of truth to you all. But I have a security team of angels that are so powerful, it's more powerful than people can ever imagine. So what I'm sharing with you today is tell everybody, buckle your seatbelt in the month of March, because it's coming down. Now, I told people to keep your eye locked in. Keep your eye locked in. Keep your eye steady on the royal family. You got to keep your eye on the White House, too, because everybody remember in December of 2020, if you go back to all of my pages in 2020, you'll find out I told the world what was getting ready to happen at the Capitol on January 6th. This is what I said on my Facebook page in December 2020. I stopped in the middle of the teaching. I said, I see chaos at the Capitol. I see on the United States Congress. I see chaos. I see senators. I see all kinds of mess going on all over the Capitol. And I said, it's going to happen. You know what I said? It's going to happen after January 5th, 21. When did it happen? It happened on January 6th, 2021. When it happened, the United States government sent an agent to my house. Y'all look at that. Y'all follow that. Look at this. To my house where I live right here, trying to figure out how did I know this. They had people follow me while I was traveling in the airplane. They're trying to figure out how is it that this man knows all of these events that are going on in the world. Thanks to God, everybody need a prophet in their life. Everything is going down on social media except revealing the secrets and the mystery of what the world is doing and going that's going on. So that's why people from around the world is summoning me and seeking me out to reveal what's going on in that country, in the world. That's why prophets, you got to be very careful who you connect with right now. You got to be very careful who this hour right now is very, be very careful of the spies. Be very careful of who's around you. Be very careful who's connected with you. And this is a code. This is a code. Anybody who's connected to the circle, to that circle of me, be very careful. You connected to the circle, be very careful. Alarm yourself, because when you're connected to the circle, you're connected to the source. And people will try to get to the source to get to the connection. All right, let's stop here today. I hope all of that made sense. Please share it with others so they can understand what's happening in the world, why we having all of issues, why everything is going on in the Balkans, in the countries around the world. You'll understand. Minister Brian, on everybody who was watching us on Facebook, I mean on social media Monday night, what morning was that? It was one morning we was teaching. I want everybody to hear this. We was on our conference line teaching. And I began to talk about the secrets. And the whole entire conference line shut down. Everything on my entire conference line shut down. They said, your line had Thursday morning teaching. Everything on my entire conference line shut down. We were revealing secrets to everybody. And the whole entire conference line shut down because they didn't want it to be revealed. All right, people of God, stay connected. Y'all praying for me? Y'all, okay, y'all keep me praying for me, because everything is being revealed to the world, and everything I revealed to you today up to now. So sit back. Don't worry about all of that other stuff that's going on over in Russia. I told you, 35 years ago, all of those countries were together. You can Google that, too, before the President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, told Mikhail Gorbachev, tear down the wall, the line had been, by the moderator. I was the moderator, and I didn't even touch the line, period. So I'm letting you all know, people of God, you all are getting information and data of all of the stuff that's going on around the world. So you now understand what's happening right now over there. It's biblical fulfillment, and they don't want no one to know that everything in here is being fulfilled. And Daniel said something in the book. What did he say in chapter number 6, where they threw him in a den, when they had the fire, chapter number 1? Daniel, in chapter number 6, he was not distracted by his enemy. God dealt with his enemy in every area. So you will know, saints of God, the Lord is dealing with the enemy. He's revealing to us what we need to know about world events that is going on in the world. We are in a geographical turning point we are in a geographical turning point in the earth realm, all seven continents. We are in a demographical change in the earth realm. And what was will never exist again. It will never exist again in the earth. Jeremiah 1:4, God said, Jeremiah, what is it that you see? He said, I see a rod of an almond tree. He said, Jeremiah, you've seen well. I will do what? I will hasten my what? Word to perform it. I watches over my word to perform it. Now, many of you, 20 in this dispensation you in, this 22 means light and mastery. So many of you prophetic people, listen to this, saints of God. Many of you in this window of horrendous warfare right now, you all are in major battles right in your mind. If you're a prophet, if you're a prophetic person, you are in a war for your life literally right now. It's so chaotic in the spirit realm because of all God gave the entertaining prophets a chance. He gave all of the proper tiers a chance. We're moving from the counterfeit into a encounter. So your battle that most of you are warring with is being able to release yourself from the incarcerated data that have been warring against your mind because you're coming into understanding the knowledge of the word of God. You can take all the Tylenol you want. It ain't going to change the headache. It's releasing you from the headaches. You can go to all the medical doctors in the world. They're not going to find anything going on in your body. Your body is a rhythm and it's a syncrasy now. Nothing is wrong with your body. Your body is going through a system right now. All prophetic people. Don't you go to the doctor. What's going on in me? I need medication. No. All prophetic people are being released into a frequency that's uncommon to your norm. So what you're looking at is your body is out of order. No, it's going back into order because your flesh been so out of order. So God is taking his prophetic people back into divine order. So some of you are afraid. Some of you, the enemy is intimidated. That's what this always been. It's about population, controlling people, everything. God is bringing you back into divine order. So fret not yourself because of your shakes, your nervousness, all that's going on. God is bringing you into divine order in your life. He's bringing you. Some of the stuff you've been carrying for years. God is bringing you deliverance in some of this stuff. And you're coming out of it. Because when you enter into May, June, July, breakthrough, 2023, 2024, 2025, 2026, 2027, that's a powerful 5 years. They don't want you to get to this place. That's why all of these people were taken out in 2020. You still here. You were supposed to lose your mind, commit suicide. Some of you had thoughts. I didn't say you were suicide. You committed suicide. You had thoughts in your mind. You had some stuff in your mind you didn't even know. Some of you came into 2022 with some thoughts. You were like, wow. Some of you felt like you missed out. Some of you talked about you were lonely. God threw you into a sacred place. You didn't know that you're in a sacred place and couldn't even bring you out. You were feeling all kind of inadequate because of where you are at right now. These next 5 years is very pivotal. And we're in a pivotal time right now. And a lot of stuff that God separated people from, listen to me. You didn't separate yourself from people. God separated people from you. So don't walk around and say, I feel bad this happened. No, God did the separating because you are a unique prophetic people. You are a unique remnant. God is breaking cold, separating people. You be like, what's happening? I'm trying to make it right. God is separating. That's the wheat and the tares growing together, but God is doing the separating. You have to understand what the Holy Ghost is doing right now for many people. Because his prophetic people is ill. We are in a pivotal time in the earth realm, saints of God. That's another decoy in the land. It's another decoy. It's all about biblical fulfillment. That's between 2-2-2022 and 2-22-2022. It's all about the 20-day period. It's all about fulfillment. What's in the Word of God has been revealed. Everything going down on social media except revealing the secrets and the mystery. You all need a prophet in your life to reveal to you what's going on in the earth realm. This is a revealing time. That's why when you get to the book of Daniel, it's called the apocalyptic book. Why? Because it's being judgment of God, God to judge. It means, literally means uncovering, disclosure of knowledge, relation, religious content, disclosure of something hidden, and vision of the heavenly secret. It's all been revealed to us, and the people now are knowing what's going on in the earth realm and what's being revealed to them. I know many of you have to go to your different surroundings and churches in different coasts and different areas, but I want you to know you're in prophetic fulfillment right now, and you're watching everything come into existence. March is a very powerful month as we prepare to enter into it. And all the secret societies and everyone know what March is getting ready to do for many people in the earth realm. You're here. If you will be doing what you're doing now 10 years ago or 20 years ago, you was too soon. If you try to do it down the road, you're too late. You were mandated to be in the earth realm right now, and God has called you for such a time as you. Everybody that's here now in the earth realm, you are in the divine destiny of God. You are in, and I told, what did I say earlier? I told people that in 2021, you are in a ceremonial year. So people who had never been married, you'll be married this year. You'll get engaged. Look at Noel Jones. Look at Marlon Winey. Look at all these people. You're in a ceremonial time. So you're in a fulfillment. So many people are going to be connected to their destiny in this year. There's so many powerful things. There's so many you're going to write books. So many you have an invention. Let me tell you something. You know what's in your mouth? You have the vaccine in your mouth because you have the Word of God. Some of you are going to be in going into May, June, July, August. Some of the stuff you ain't never thought would happen is going to happen in your life. The portals are open. When this seal that's been opened of revealing to what's going on in the world, saints of God, believe me, men of God, women of God, people of God, your divine destiny is counting on you. Your own destiny is counting on you. Let me tell you this. Your body is waiting for your favor is looking for you right now. You are in a divine destiny right now of your life because they couldn't take you out in 2019 with the setup. They couldn't take you out in the obituary year. They couldn't take you out in the mental distraught year, suicidal thoughts, all of the homicidal taking things. They couldn't do it. 2022, they couldn't do it because you're in the light. You're in the mastery. You're in the light of things. So many of you are in a powerful place. This will be a powerful year for so many of you all. Hear me when I say this. Mark my word on this one. You are in a pivotal time. Of some of you who have invention, there's some of you, you will get letters, you will get information, you will get stuff from centuries ago. You'll get information about things that's supposed to happen in your bloodline. Some of you waiting for the prophecy on yesterday, what you're getting ready to get is a prophecy years before that. You get prophecy from eternity right now. You're living in fulfillment. Things that did not happen, you will have them. Stuff. Financial portals are so open to you. Wealth of ideas is so open to you. Some of you had invention and wittiness. Some of you had writer block. You're no longer going to be missing dealing with writer's block. You're going to write books. Some of you dealing with battle fatigue. You're coming out of it. All of these things that the devil meant to stop you is going to work for your favor because you're in that realm. You're in that portal. The month of March. If you go in the Judaic calendar and look what this month of March means, it's going to blow your mind of where you are at. October, November, December, January, February, you are already in the fifth month of the Judaic calendar. people were dealing with the Gregorian calendar. They dealing with the old new year. You are in a powerful time, saints of God. Gather yourself. Know where you are at right now. Things unprecedented will happen for many of us. There's getting ready to be a major shaking in the world. It's already shaking. You ain't seen nothing yet what God is doing for his people and what he's revealing to you. All right? Okay. I want to bless you all. We bless you. I want to give you an opportunity to be a blessing today, saints of God. I've already been telling the people about the 122 seed, the $122 seed. That's a coded seed number. It's a historical number. It's a harvest number. And I've been telling people about the 122 seed. You have to understand the power. Yes, 5782. We're in that prophetic timing of the world, saints of God. You're in it, people of God. You just have to know what's getting ready to happen. Some of you been talking about a transition. God is transitioning. Some of you been talking about a move. Watch how quick he's going to move. Some of you been talking about property and land. Look at where you're. Let me share this with you. Many of us are getting ready to live in houses we didn't build. Drive stuff was not even meant for you. Walk into places you never thought you could walk in. You are in a prophetic fulfillment now. If you really knew what was going on over in Russia at this very moment, it will blow your mind what's getting ready to be released from those that country over there and what's already been released to us in the earth realm. It will just literally shake you all up, and they don't want you to know what they're all about. You know, it's deeper than a country. It's so much wealth, uranium. You're talking about oil, unprecedented stuff. It's stuff in there you wouldn't even imagine that you have. You're in it. So, saints of God, I'm going to give you an opportunity to sow into the $122 seed. I already told you it means the gene. It means the genius. The two, oneness, bringing you into oneness. The four, letting you know the separation, creativity. The five, bringing it all together, means the grace of God. You're in a prophetic timing of God. Those of you said, Prophet Matthew, I want to step into that. I want what you sharing today. This is the word of God. Everything going down in social media except revealing to the people the secrets of what's going on in the earth realm. You man, you woman of God, you can sow that $122. Many of you on here right now, some of you sold, you saw stuff happen instantly. There's things happen for you quickly, suddenly. You're in a prophetic dimension right now, even as I'm revealing and talking to you this very moment. I'm prophetically telling you everything today. Nobody can refute what I'm saying to you. Nobody can denounce the code that I'm revealing to you. Everything I'm revealing to you is biblically. I took you to the Bible. I showed you every word. Everything I showed you here, if you follow me today, it's coded in the Bible, every single word, quote in the quote. There's no one can change, battle what I just revealed to you in this word of God today over the last 7 years about the book of Daniel. It's all revealing a fulfillment. And if you want to know anything else, go to the United States Department. Go to the government and find out. I'm part of an exhibit. You know how they do investigate. You exhibit such and such that everything is happening. If you go to my Facebook page and you look down in it, you'll see what I said about January 6th. It's in there. Go Google 2020. Go on my Facebook. Go all the way down. You can go through my Facebook page. They done went through all of my pages. And you'll find out what I said today, what I told you about the church, what I told you about the order. Okay? So you'll be blessed. All right. So those of you who want to sow, you can sow that $122 today. I'm telling you, that's a prophetic number. That's a prophetic sequence of number. That's a powerful prophetic number. You are in that prophetic dimension now. You're in it. You're watching it. You're seeing it. That 2-2, that 122, you will see, and many of you will see some manifestation of prophetic things in your life. Those who receive it, those who are sown that $122 today, go there and sow it. I'm telling you, it's taking you to a deeper level. Matter of fact, you will see some things begin to manifest in the fifth month, in the fourth month. Even now, this is all a powerful prophetic change. I want to call this seed a geographical seed. This is a geographical seed you're sowing into today, and you're watching the manifestation of it, beloved. People of God, sow that seed, that 122. You can do it via Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. Cash App, Money Sign, RFPIM. Dela Cruz, sow it on your book, woman of God. You ain't seen nothing yet. When you get it out, I'm going to promote it for you. You can believe that right here. That good woman of God got a powerful book, Sarah Dela Cruz, that's coming out. We're waiting for it. My book is coming out. Sister Summerlin Watts, all of the saints of God. I'm telling you, Mother Ellen Allen, bless you, powerful kingdom leader. I'm telling you, people of God, you have to understand where we are at right now, the demographical seed. Sow that seed today. We are in that prophetic window, people of God. I'm telling you, you are in it. Shalanda, Sister Selden, you're in it. Saints of God, you're in it. You're in it right now. I'm telling you, follow me. Listen to what I'm saying. Everything I revealed to you today brought you up to the exact date and time of where we at now. Tomorrow morning, look at somebody says, if many of you look at your clock right now, it'll say 9-1-1. If you right now looking at your clock on your wall, if you're in the Eastern time zone, it says 10-11. If you're in the Central time zone, it says 9-1-1. You are in that prophetic window right now. Many of you, when you wake up, I'm telling you, you're going to wake up, and I'm telling you, to some powerful things. A Tuesday morning, it takes you into where? It takes you to March 1st. So it's critical to understand, Sister Valerie Jenkins, Sister Sabrina, bless you all today. Wanda, all of the people, Sister Rosetta, people have to understand, Sister Peter Gay, Sister O'Neill, men and women of God, understand where you are at prophetically. You are in a prophetic dimension. The 122 dimension, I'm promising you. Watch what God do. Name that seed and watch it happen. I'm even decreeing and declaring by this time tomorrow, you're going to see the geographical seed open up doors you didn't even imagine would open up for you. The geographical seed. Call it the geographical seed. Shaba. Tapping into it, understanding what God has revealed to the world today, and many of you right now, where you are at, Sister Oliver, where you are at, saints of God, it's pivotal to know where you at right this moment in the earth realm, man of God, woman of God, people of God. The geographical seed is in effect right now. The geography of the turning point. Look at what's going on in the world. The demographic of the world is changing in the world. It is happening now. Sister Sherry Johnson, bless you on today. We are in that geographical turning point, demographical change, and what was will never exist again, period. You're in it. God watches over his word to perform it. He said, I will hasten it to perform it. You're in that realm right now. Amen. You can do it via Zelle. Go to Zelle at WeRestoreU. That's the letter U at Yahoo.com. WeRestoreU, the letter U at Yahoo.com. You can go to our website. Our website is WeRestoreU, the letter U, .org. Alexis, I'm celebrating your season of change, woman of God. Sister Alexis, we're blessing you. Pastor Marcus Harris, we're standing on the word of God, that geographical seed this day, men of God, women of God, everybody understand, between 2019 and now, that's a 4-year period. That's where you get Ezekiel, the 48 the wind of blowing, the wind, the Son of Man. We're in that prophetic time. Daniel, the governmental time, revealing the government. We just reveal what? The government. We just reveal what? We just reveal the royal family. We just reveal the Catholic Church. We just reveal the other government. We just reveal the Russian government. All of the, all four government. We are coming, thanks of God, to understanding where we are at. Whoa, shy Kyle, I say. You're in it, man of God and woman of God today. So nothing will be hid from you in your geographical seed today. Do it, people of God. We bless you on today. If you are in the Chicagoland area, if you're in one of the cities around the world, join our sons and daughters. If you're in Hampton, Virginia, join them over there in Hampton, Virginia Restoration Truth Ministry. If you are in some of the other sons and daughters around the United States, if you are in Marion, South Carolina, join Pastor Gainey there and Aaron Myers them there in their ministry. If you're in my city, come join me today. You will have, you're going to have an awesome time at Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry. I tell you, it's nothing like coming into a presence, a purple seat, a beautiful atmosphere, a powerful leadership, men and women of God that love you, and a word from the Lord. If you get in the word while I'm sitting down, wait until you get a word while I'm standing up. You're in a great atmosphere. Sister Glenda Green, bless you. Sister, Brother San Antonio, bless you all there. We bless you all there. We thanking God for you men and women of God. I bless you there. Bless you there, Overflow Kingdom Ministry there in Texas. Bless those of you all there. All right, thanks. I have to go. Bless you on today. Share this with everybody. Let everybody understand. Let them know Prophet Matthew just decoded from 2019 all the way up to 2022, taking you into Mark. Do that, saints of God. Sow that seed today, that 122. It's called the geographical seed you're sowing. Sister Carolyn Sewell, we're looking to be there in your city there in Baltimore. We're looking forward to coming. If you're interested in us coming to your city, town, and nation and blessing the people of God, reach out to my office. It's on the Facebook page, Administrator Risa Bryan, 877-912-2027. We will bless your city and town. When a prophet comes into town, I break codes of city. I break codes of governmental stuff. I've been sent around. I've been breaking codes all around the world. When we go into cities, we were in Baltimore, Maryland. We couldn't even get off the plane in Baltimore until they took us to A-12 gate. They had to pull us around to A-12 gate because when I was coming into the city of Baltimore, the Lord said, I am angry with the city of Baltimore. And I couldn't even get off the plane. We were stuck on a plane. Me and my colleagues, they took us around to another gate, to A-12. Remember that A-12, gate A-12, and we got off the plane. And even then, they held us up. And then our plane was delayed into Baltimore for about another hour and a half. We were there. I'm telling you, you got to understand. And we prophesied some stuff at Sewell Church. We, Pastor Sewell, we prophesied some things in that ministry and over that ministry there, and God really moved. Please, people of God, take what I'm saying into take what I'm saying at heart. Share with others. There's others taking this information. All right. Love you all. Be blessed on today. We're looking forward to seeing you in the sanctuary in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street. Sons and daughters, I'm looking to see you on today in the building. There's a word from the Lord. I'm telling you, I'm ready to bless God's people. Have a phenomenal day. Don't forget to sow that $122. It's called the geographical seed you want to sow it into it. God bless you. We'll talk to you soon. And shalom in your court is my prayer for you on today. Take it away, Administrator Risa Bryan.
Get ready. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries presents the 8-year church celebration. 231 East 146th Street, Harvey, Illinois. Dr. LaRon Matthews, Sr., Pastor.
The anniversary celebration theme, it's time to make it count.
March 25th through 27th, 2022. Kicking off Friday night, March 25th at 7 p.m. Bishop Nathaniel Matthews, Sr., Pastor of Way of Life Holiness Church, Joliet, Illinois. Saturday morning, March 26th from 10 a.m. until noon. It's the leadership workshop.
your host, Apostle Greg Jacobs. Greg Jacobs Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Saturday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. Apostle Linda C. Sherrill, International Deliverance Church Ministry, Chicago, Illinois. Sunday, March 27th at 11 a.m. It's Celebratory Reflection with Dr. LaRon Matthews and the Restoration Family. For more information, call 708-825-1988 or 877-912-2027. The Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries 8-Year Church Celebration, March 25th through 27th, 2022.
Join Prophet LaRon Matthews every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. and on Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. for Facebook Live. Also, you can join Prophet throughout the week with Drive By with the Prophet for a powerful prophetic word from the Lord. You can go to LaRon Matthews on Facebook and LaRon Matthews Ministries and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Inc. on Facebook Live. We look forward to seeing you on Facebook Live with Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
Times are subject to change depending upon the availability of Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The new book is coming soon. The latest from Dr. Prophet LaRon Matthews.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her.
The new book is coming soon. Written by Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Get ready to have your spirit lifted and your soul rejuvenated.
The Encounter with Wisdom, The Secret of Her. By Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. Stay tuned for the book release date and information on how to purchase your copy. Coming soon.
Coming soon.